This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Forgotten Sunnahs. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what to do when something good happens to you. In a previous episode, we talked about the sajda of gratitude, that when we hear some good news, we fall into sajda out of thankfulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to add to that. So when we experience something good happens to us, when we are blessed with something, the sunnah is that we give charity to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you already may be aware of an example of this. What am I talking about? I'm talking about what we do when we have a child. When we have a newborn, the Prophet instructed us that we give charity equal to the weight of a child's hair in silver. And basically that just means a small amount of charity. So when we have a child, we have a newborn out of happiness and then gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give charity. And we also see this being done by a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an. It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, I will give all of my possessions, everything that I own, for the sake of Allah." And the Prophet replied and said, "Keep some of your wealth, for indeed that is better," meaning don't give all of it away. So here we see the Prophet approving and encouraging of this practice, that when we have something good that's happening in our lives, that we don't just keep it to ourselves. Obviously, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to be a source of goodness and happiness for others as well. So helping out the poor, helping someone who is in need, giving charity, sharing our happiness, and also sharing our blessings with others as well. So the sunnah today, go give charity when you receive a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.